B-Morning Coffee Club. All right, we've come up with a feature, Rochester Cheerleader. No one loves Rochester as much as Hope does. And you tell us facts that we don't even know. Some people have lived here all their lives, don't even know. But you're so invested in the city. And this one's all about a cheesy trail?
So there is, you know, we've got wine trails in the Finger Lakes. But did you know there's a cheese trail?
I'm excited because I like cheese and I like to hike. So I'm hiking and I'm picking cheese. What's going on here?
No, they're not close enough that you can walk between them. This is a driving trail across the Finger Lakes. There's 12 different cheeseries, creameries that you can go. They make cheese on site and you can get fresh, locally made cheeses across the Finger Lakes.
Mmm. Well, what's your favorite cheese?
Oh, I love the Cuba Cheese Shop.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
But I meant a particular cheese. Mozzarella, provolone, Colby, Gouda.
I'm an extra sharp cheddar girl.
Okay. Mm.
The sharper, the better.
All right. If you've tried this cheese trail we just found out about, did you know what is your favorite cheese there? Do they have like tasting rooms? Are they each one specifically different? You know I want to try.
Yeah, they've all got different vibes and things that they do, but can go in and buy cheese to sample. It's across the Finger Lakes, so all the way down to Bath, over towards Nichols, New York, which is down near Owego.
Mm-hmm.
It's across. You could get lots of sightseeing across the Finger Lakes done and stopping for cheese along the way.
Well, I was up at Thousand Islands this weekend, and I tried the River Rat cheese, and I was blown away with the selection, how fresh it tastes. And that's where you're like, well, if you like that cheese, you should go on the cheese trail, Bo.
It is so funny. In Woodhull, there's a place that makes, it's Woodhull, New York. I don't know if it's on the cheese trail. It's kind of off the beaten path. But my in-laws take a drive once a month just for cheese curd.
Once a month?
It's a cheese curd run. And it's so funny to hear my husband talk to his mom because she's like, tomorrow we got to go on the cheese curd run. Going to Woodhull for Woodhull cheese. And because my husband is a cheesehead too. He loves cheese. And she'll get these enormous bags of cheese curd. They specifically do cheese curd and the different flavoring. So you can get all different kind of flavor of cheese curd. And she buys them like these enormous bags. And then makes little bags for the kids. So, yeah. Crazy. People love this.
Liam's like, oh, here we come again.
Here comes the curd.
Yeah, my little baggie's coming.
He likes it on a little plate, put in the microwave for like, I don't know, 30 seconds, melt it on a plate. I don't know why.
And he scrapes it off?
And then he scrapes it off and like chews it like rubber. I don't know if it has like a candy consistency to it, but that's his secret in loving the curd.
All right. My little girl, just on the Donuts Light text line, my little girl is 6 and absolutely loves cheese. The stronger the cheese, the better. And the sharper, the better.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. Kind of like TJ. You're not alone. You're not alone. By the way, on this cheesy trail, which I can't hike to, I got to drive to these establishments. Right. I want to know which one's your favorite. Which is my go-to? Should I go for the cheese curds first or maybe somewhere else? Or wait a second. I don't have to go to the cheese curds because can you just ask the in-laws?
Yeah, I'll
take a little baggie.
You want to get on the list of curd day?
All right, listen. Bo needs a little baggie.
You want a cut of the curd run?
Yes, I do. There's so many different flavors and styles of cheese to try on the Donuts Delight text line. Wow. There's a lot of cheese places for us to visit. I don't know if we could do it all in a year.
This texter said, TJ, there's a store called Saunders located in Seneca Falls. They sell different strengths of cheeses and so delicious. It's over in Seneca Falls. I've been there. Highly recommend if you're over by Seneca Falls stopping in Saunders. Everything is in bulk. Everything's in clear packaging. It's just so aesthetically pleasing.
Gotcha.
To walk through the aisles of that store.
Many are asking us, what is our stance on Limburger cheese? Like, they don't want to be alone. They want to know if we like the stinky cheese.
You know, I'm not going to judge you on your cheese choice.
No.
I'm not, you know, against any sort of cheese. I'm not judgy of the cheese. But isn't that like the stinkiest of all cheese is Limburger? Isn't that like a super stinky cheese?
Yeah.
And some people really like super stinky cheese.
I had a friend named Wendy when I first met her, coworker. I'm like, hey, I got to run an errand. I got to go to the store, grab some stuff. She goes, oh, I'll come along. We went there. She goes, I'll be in the cheese section. I had to go pick up some dog food, some toilet paper. I was on my lunch break.
He should have warned you.
Well, we're driving then in my pickup. And I had to go to the bank, too. And this is about 20 minutes after the grocery store. She goes, man, you really got to clean out your pickup. It smells in here. I'm like, what? That's the cheese you just bought. It's not my pickup truck. Mm. She pulls out. She goes, oh, yeah, I forgot I bought that.
Yeah.
She was blaming me, the scent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you have to plug your nose to eat the cheese, I don't know. But people love it. You either love it or it's just not for you. So I do not judge Lindbergh cheese people.
I've never had it. I don't think I've even ever smelled it. So I can't speak to whether
I know
I'm a fan or not.
I'm just imagining what it would probably smell like. If it's known for its strong smell throughout the land, I don't know. I think I'm already out.
Well, that leaves me and you, Hope. We got to try some Lindberger. Let us know where you get your best Lindberger. 92.5 WBEE. It is.